friends with music and memories.
One, two, three, red light, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company right here on WIBG with yours truly, Bobby Emmons. And speaking of that great group, their founding member, Frank Jekyll, is my very special guest. How's it going, Frank?
Hi, Bobby. How you doing? Great to be here.
Frank, I'm doing great, and it's so nice to have you here. I've always been a big fan of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Let's go back to the early days of the band. I read somewhere that you were originally called Jekyll and the Hydes.
That's absolutely true. That's because my last name is Jekyll. And the band was my band at the time.
Frank, how did the name The Fruit Gum Company come about? I'm sure it wasn't your idea. I'm sure the record company had something to do with it.
Now, why would you think that? If you look on the Simon Says album and you open it up, it was a fold-out album, one of the very few that was ever like that, because it was only a single record, but it still folded out. There's a little write-up in there, and it says, I can quote it, it says it was Frank, that's me, while searching through an attic, looking for some retro clothes for the band to wear, found a gum wrapper in a pocket that came up with the name.
Yeah, I believe that. And Frank, it was very good that you came up with that fantastic name.
Absolutely. I can't believe myself. I can't believe how inventive I was.
Frank, tell me about the first record you made. I'm sure, you know, I saw you in concert recently, and I know you guys started out as more of a rock and roll, 60s rock and roll band, but the record company had other ideas for you. How did that all come about?
Well, you know how record companies are. They tell you what to do, and you do what they tell you. If you came to one of our shows after Simon Says became a hit, you were probably a little amazed at what you heard, because Simon Says was our one and only bubblegum song. The rest of the night, we played Hendrix, we played Cream, we played Vanilla Fudge, we played R&B. I mean, we were, you know, as close to being a garage hard rock band as you could get at the time.
So when you were presented with Simon Says, what did the band think about that?
We were underwhelmed, of course. It had been recorded prior by a Philadelphia band, as a matter of fact. I don't know the name. And the producer presented that version to us and said, this just didn't happen. We think it's a hit, but it needs to be done a little bit differently. Can you take it and see what you can do with it? So we said, of course. Yeah, of course we said, of course. But we did it because, you know, we're good troopers and we were going to do what we're going to do. So we took it and started rehearsing it, and it didn't sound much better until we came up with the idea of, well, why don't we change it around and get rid of the, it had like a calypso kind of beat. Let's put a Woolly Bully feel to it. That's exactly the words that we used at the time. Let's put the Woolly Bully bass part, the Woolly Bully that on the organ. That's what we did. And that's what made it into what it became.
And it became one of the biggest hits of 1968. Let's give it a listen right here on the Music and Memory Show with yours truly, Bobby Emmons, and my very special guest, Frank Jekyll.
Mm-hmm.
hands on your hips, let your backbone slip, Simon says. Simple Simon says, put your hands on your head, let your backbone slip, Simon says. Put your hands on your head,
Simple Simon says.
Bring them down by your side,
Simple Simon says.
Shake them to your left,
Simple Simon says.
Now shake them to your right. Put your hands on your head,
Simple Simon says.
Bring them down by your side,
Simple Simon says.
Shake them to your left,
Simple Simon says.
Now shake them to your right. Now that you have learned to play this game with me, you can see it's not so hard to do. Let's try it once again, this time more carefully. Clap your hands in the air,
Simple Simon says.
Do it double time,
Simple Simon says.
Slow it down like before,
Simple Simon says.
Are you looking fine,
Simple Simon says.
Now clap them high in the air,
Simple Simon says.
Do it double time,
Simple Simon says.
Simon Says, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company right here on WIBG. And speaking of the Fruit Gum Company, Frank Jekyll is my very special guest. Frank, after the success of Simon Says, you guys recorded another song based on a child's game called May I Take a Giant Step. Tell me about that great song.
Yeah, May I Take a Giant Step was written by Elliot Chiprut, the same guy that wrote Simon Says. And after Simon Says started climbing up the charts, there was an immediate clamor for, we got to get an album out there. We got to get an album out there to take advantage of the popularity so people would buy the album while they still had Simon Says in their mind, because who knows if there was going to be another hit, that kind of a thing. And so he had two other songs, and they were both ended up on our first album. And May I Take a Giant Step also became our second single, although it didn't do quite as well as Simon Says. And the other song he wrote was Happy Little Teardrops, which I had the privilege of singing. So I'm singing that on the first album.
Well, Frank, what do you say we give both tunes a listen to hit, May I Take a Giant Step, and the song that you sang, Happy Little Teardrops, right here on WIBG, my very special guest, Frank Jekyll and the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
On a sunny summer's day, I was looking out my window. All the kids were out to play. Then she said, hey, let's play May I. Out into the street I came. Ever since that sunny morning, nothing has been quite the same. May I take a giant step into your heart. May I give you love and sweet affection. May I take a giant step into your heart, so that you will look in my direction. May I take a giant step into your heart. Though I may be getting older, may I steal my favorite game. Girl, I got to have your permission, if I need to be the same. Show me if you really want me, show me if you really care. Give me just a little sign, girl, make me feel you want me here. May I take a giant step into your heart. May I give you love and sweet affection. May I take a giant step into your heart, so that you will look in my direction. May I take a giant step into your heart. May I take a giant step into your heart. May I give you love and sweet affection. May I take a giant step into your heart, so that you will look in my direction. May I take a giant step into your heart. May I give you love and sweet affection.
W.I. WIBG Twin Spin.
Happy little teardrops falling from her pretty face tonight. She can't hide these happy tears that fall. They sparkle in the light. Her heart's all aglow, the same as his. It's pounding like a drum. Since that moment he stepped through the door, her tears started to run. They were once in love some time ago, and just like lovers do, something came about that wasn't so, and she said they were through. Happy little teardrops mean the same as smiling faces do, telling all the world they're back again. She's still in love with you. They were once in love some time ago, and just like lovers do, something came about that wasn't so, and she said they were. Teardrops mean the same as smiling faces do, telling all the world they're back again. She's still.
Happy Little Teardrops, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, with my very special guest, Frank Jekyll, on lead vocals. Frank, I think you should have had the opportunity to sing a few more leads with the band.
The producers liked something that they heard in Mark's voice, and they didn't go wrong because it certainly worked. Mark has a great voice.
Hey guys, we'll be right back with more of Frank Jekyll and the 1910 Fruit Gum Company right after this, so keep your radio locked in to WIBG.
It's Bobby Ammons with music and memories.